Unit 42.
Andy Warhol, King of Pop. How does an artist really piss off the art world? By making money. Poverty is almost a requirement if you want to be respected as a painter. For most of his life, though, Andy Warhol was one of the most financially successful and famous artists in history. Perhaps this explains the savage attacks that he encountered. His minimalist canvases were often scorned as monotonous, or something my kid could do, and his trademark reproductions of commercial objects were ridiculed for their commercialism and materialism. In person, he scarcely inspired controversy. Warhol was an eccentric but quiet man. He was absent-minded and tended to forget what everyone else was talking about, but he avoided arguments. You might expect him to encounter discrimination for his sexuality. He was openly homosexual in a time when other gay artists were hiding themselves, but this was never a serious issue.
Much of his work comes from gay culture or features explicit male nudes, but this never caused outrage.
Instead, he was scorned for his wealth, his love of the corporate world, and his view of art as a commodity. Perhaps what people disliked him for was a statement that making money is art, and working is art, and good business is the best art.
Vocabulary.
Piss off.
Someone had stolen Sebastian's car, and he was pissed off about it.
Savage.
It was surprising that the little boy survived the dog's savage attack.
Encounter.
The knight was riding down the road when he encountered a dragon.
Canvas.
The painter stared at the blank canvas, imagining the portrait he wanted to paint.
Scorn.
The old man scorned elevators and said strong men used stairs.
Monotonous.
Zelda thought her job in the factory was monotonous.
Trademark.
Sherlock Holmes put on his trademark hat and walked out.
Reproduction.
A reproduction of a famous Picasso painting hung on the wall.
Ridicule.
The critics ridiculed the movie, saying it was poorly written and badly acted.
Materialism.
Roy rejected materialism in favor of a religious life.
Eccentric.
My uncle was eccentric and wore a scarf even in the summer.
Absent-minded.
My absent-minded teacher always forgot what he was talking about.
Discrimination.
The young man faced discrimination because of his background.
Homosexual.
Homosexual couples are able to get married in England.
Gay.
A parade in West Hollywood was held to promote gay pride.
Explicit. The movie featured scenes of explicit violence and was not meant for children.
Corporate.
The candidate promised to increase corporate taxes and lower individual taxes.
Commodity.
To a businessman in the film industry, movies are commodities, not art.